It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
If there is any subject a person needs to know how to deal effectively with in our tension-filled, hurried world, it is worry. Worry is an ever-present temptation and torment to modern man. What is worry? You know, it's not an easy word to define. But I feel we're safe if we define worry as undue concern. Not lack of concern now, but undue concern. It is difficult in this world in which we live not to have this undue concern. Worry may also be classified as a lack of security. When we aren't sure, lack security, we worry. Elizabeth Cheney wrote a poem which expresses this thought. This is the way she stated it. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why those anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Worry isn't valid concern. We need valid concern. We do not need a careless, what does it matter attitude. But we do need a genuine, valid, and sincere concern. One of the great evils of worry is that it is wasted energy. For often the things we spend time worrying about never come to pass. Someone has stated that the devil would continually have us crossing streams that do not exist. What then are the results of worry? Well, worry certainly doesn't help solve our problems or even cause them to change their nature. It is only expended energy. Worry hurts our physical bodies and saps our strength. A very large percentage of heart attacks, ulcers, and various other physical ills owe their existence to worry. Not only that, but worry creates a negative attitude in us, makes us look for the worst instead of the best. Worry causes us to see the thorns instead of the roses in the flower garden of life. My experience has been that the person who worries is continually looking for and expecting the worst. He simply doesn't enjoy life and in general makes life miserable for those around him. Worry also keeps us from being the creative person God wants us to be. No person can be at his best creatively if he's weighted down by worry. I guess the important question is this. How do we overcome worry? Well, we overcome worry through security. If a person has security, the tendency to worry disappears. We can get security by doing our best and leaving the rest to God. That man is blessed, wrote Charles Dickens, who does his best and leaves the rest. Then do not worry. Fear causes worry. Faith is the answer to fear. Thus, a genuinely deep-rooted faith in God is of very much practical help to modern man. Too many of us want to do our jobs all by ourselves. Consequently, we come to rely only on ourselves. We must learn to leave something for God. We can also overcome worry by going to work to prevent that which we worry about. Action is a good antidote for worry. When we tend to worry, trust God, get busy, and do our best, and then leave the rest to Him.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.